AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. California Governor Jerry Brown has ordered cities and towns to cut water usage to 75% of what they used in 2013. He says the cutbacks are needed because of the drought. Not included in that order, farmers who use up to 80% of the state's water. Brown tells ABC's This Week the farmers get a pass because of their work.
They're not watering their lawn or taking long showers, providing most of the fruits and vegetables of America.
Indiana tourism officials trying to burnish the state's image after the national battering over the religious protections law. A few conventions have canceled their plans as part of that backlash. Chris Gall is vice president for Visit Indy.
We need to work with a sense of urgency to get the campaign Indy Welcomes All out in time for the 70,000 visitors from across the country who are here for the men's Final Four. We know that in addition to that, there are more than 1,000 national media here.
Even though lawmakers changed the language of the religious objections law to make clear it does not discriminate, Indiana does not have statewide civil rights protections for gays and lesbians. A Kenyan newspaper reports police waited for 7 hours before sending a special technical unit into Gracia College to fight the extremist gunman who killed 148 people, mainly unarmed students. Kenya's Daily Nation newspaper says once the police unit got onto the campus, it took them only 30 minutes to kill the four al-Shabaab gunmen. In Garissa, Bishop Joseph Alessandro says he has had sleepless nights following the massacre.
I can confess that these last two nights I couldn't sleep, not because of fear, but because of sadness.
Pope Francis, in his annual message to the world, laments the weapons and violence afflicting the globe, while also raising a note of cautious hope about the Iran nuclear framework. This is AP Radio News. Easter Mass draws Catholics to St. Patrick's in New York. Julie Walker with more.
On Easter Sunday, the day Christians believe Jesus rose from the dead, Cardinal Dolan told worshipers,
"This is the day that God our Father says yes to everything that is good."
He went on to say, "Sometimes we're tempted to think life is one long string of Good Fridays because we sense a lot of no's in the world.
But we're also people of hope who realize that yes, yes will triumph. Easter always is victorious over Good Friday."
At St. Patrick's Cathedral, Julie Walker, New York.
Nostalgia time for Yankees fans. The Transit Authority rolling out subway train made up of four 1917-era cars. The special, scheduled to leave Grand Central Terminal tomorrow morning, run nonstop to Yankee Stadium in the Bronx before the start of the afternoon home opener. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big.